Nazareth News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity will further delay Donald Trump's case, which is a victory for the former president. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Justices ruled that former presidents have absolute immunity from prosecution for their official acts and no immunity for unofficial acts. That means Trump is immune from some actions he took while trying to overturn the 2020 election results. But the Supreme Court is sending the matter back to a lower court to determine whether or not Trump will go to trial. If there were to be a trial, it's highly unlikely that it would take place before the election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden's weak performance in last week's debate could have a big impact on Capitol Hill, Bob Agnew reports.
Much of the talk since last week's debate has been about how Joe Biden's performance may have weakened his own chances for re-election. But among lawmakers, the focus is on how Biden's declining fortunes could impact individual races and majority control, especially in the Senate. That's where Republicans simply need to flip seats in either Montana or Ohio, in addition to their assured flip in West Virginia, to regain the majority. Since the debate, the red state Democrats, John Tester and Sherrod Brown, have been emphasizing their own achievements and drawing less on their connection to Joe Biden. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Pentagon official won't say whether U.S. military bases in the Middle East, Africa, or the Indo-Pacific are at increased force protection levels similar to bases in Europe. The U.S. military has raised security protection measures it's taking at bases throughout Europe, asking service members to be more vigilant and keep a lower profile due to a combination of threats across the region. On Wall Street, the Dow by 50 points, the NASDAQ rose 146, the S&P advanced 14. This is SRN News. A new report on an ignored segment of the LGBT community.
According to the Pew Research Center, bisexuals are actually the largest single group under the LGBT umbrella, making up a larger percentage than the other three groups combined. About 4% of Americans identify as bisexual, but they're much more inclined than other LGBT people to keep their lifestyle a secret. The Pew study indicates that women and young people are more prone to identify as bisexual, and of all the LGBT segments, bisexuals are the most likely to have children. Over one-third of bisexuals are parents.
SRN's Michael Harrington. In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. SRN News. It was a lackluster day on Wall Street.
U.S. stocks drifted to a mixed close Monday, and bond yields jumped as elections drive swings in financial markets worldwide. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%, even as most of the stocks in the index fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.8%. Some of the world's strongest action was in Paris, where stocks jumped after election results bolstered financial markets' hopes for a gridlocked government that won't drive up its debt. This week's highlight for economic reports will likely arrive on Friday, when the U.S. government will say how many workers got hired to payrolls during June. Damian Troisi, New York.
Federal prosecutors and victims' families are waiting for Boeing to decide whether to accept a plea deal that would settle a criminal fraud charge. Relatives of victims killed in two plane crashes are furious at the plea deal. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.